think there's a huge impetus now for a national digital infrastructure.
And of course, we need some sort of digital certificate, because we're likely to say to people working in nursing homes or hospitals or maybe even schools that they need to authenticate that they've been vaccinated, and even travel will have some of that. So it's exciting that Pfizer did a great job, you know, broke every record.
I mean, COVID makes it, it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
The Federal Reserve is considering a digital dollar. The implications for privacy and freedom are frightening.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed, but they started their CBDC.
And you see, the difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you.
Nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
CBDCs are no longer a fictional concept. These are real. They are happening. It's really driven from the top down. It's not just the central banks, but the governments of countries are putting policy out there saying, we will have a CBDC.